It's really heavy when you start to look at your, you know, you look at your life, you look at your health, you look at your business, you look at your family, you look at your relationships, and you look at all those things that are messed up in all those areas. And when you say all those things, all those problems in my business, my life, my health, all those things are my fault, that's really a heavy weight to bear. But it's also extremely liberating, because if it's all your fault, you're the one that can fix it.
Yeah.
You're the one that can get your business back together. You can repair the relationships. You can get yourself healthy. Like, you can take control of all those things.
There are many things in this world that we all wish weren't true. There are many things that we want to be that just aren't. The game that you're playing is human psychology. There is no greater control. There is no greater control than control over oneself. Every day that you're working to build something, whether it's a business, whether you're trying to be the greatest parent of all time, it doesn't matter. If you fail to understand that the name of the game is changing yourself, acquiring skills, identifying the gap between who you are today and the person you want to become, and accepting that you can do anything you set your mind to without limitation. So now you, how you spend that time, what skills you begin to acquire in order to execute against that future vision you have of yourself, that is everything. But you're going to have to be willing to suffer along the way.
Sometimes you have to go through that adversity and that challenge and that setback to activate the passion and the drive. You know, sometimes it takes the sting of defeat. Sometimes it takes the sting of heartbreak to activate something within you that was needed for you to start moving in the direction that you're meant to move, to get to where you need to be.
We have two primary choices in life. We can either accept conditions as they exist, or we can take the responsibility to change them. See, a lot of people want to exempt themselves from taking responsibility. All they want to do is talk about the problem. Every time you see them, they'll tell you their story over and over and over and over again. No, no. You want to take responsibility for your life. I got me here. I can get me out of this. And I'm getting out. I'm not going to be a volunteer victim.
If you tell yourself the truth, and the truth is, I'm not happy with where I'm at. That's the truth. The truth is, I can do more. The truth is, I can be in better shape. The truth is, I can work harder than I'm working right now. The truth is, I can do more for my family. The truth is, I can do much better than I'm doing right now. And if that's the real truth, if that's what you believe, if you believe that to be the truth, you won't have to find more discipline. Discipline will find you. It will wake you up in the morning.
So as you begin to look toward making this your decade, as you begin to look toward making your life different, as you begin to look at yourself, you've got to redefine yourself. Who are you right now? And who must you become in order to create what you want? What has to change about you? As you begin to look toward the future and take inventory of yourself, what is it about you right now that you've got to leave this behind, because this no longer fits? Looking at where you want to go and the kind of person that you must become, the kind of standards that you have for you. What is it that you must do differently?
I'm becoming a higher version of myself. I'm becoming the idealized man. I want to become the man that my children look up to and idealize. I want to become a role model. I want to be able to impact and influence and, man, inspire people. The 1.0 version of you who's crop duster is not going to do that. It is the fighter jet version of you who will do that. It is the man who does not compromise on his goals and dreams. It is the man who sticks to his core values. It is the man who draws a line in the sand and says, no matter what, I will do these things to become 2.0.
The right path is often going to be the hard one. It's going to be the one that requires you to believe in something with no guarantees. The one that asks you to let go of all control and walk forward in blind faith. But you know, you're not walking blindly, because you can see it. You can feel that there's no other choice but this. Everything you've been through has prepared you for this moment. Lean into it. Trust it. You're ready.
The key to winning is intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. Intentionally putting yourself in uncomfortable and difficult situations. Make it your mission to become more disciplined. Make it your mission to become more mentally hardened. If you make one promise to yourself this year, make it this, that you are going to solve the fundamental problem that has kept you in this place of dissatisfaction for so long. You are going to address the core issue, and the core issue is that you lack the ability to do things when you don't feel like doing them.
But between where you are now and where you want to go, there's a whole library of lessons that must be learned. There are lessons that must be learned between where you are and where you need to go, and that is called the process. Ladies and gentlemen, embrace the process. Embrace the hardest parts of this journey, because I promise you, they're going to keep coming in the future. This is not a one-time thing. They're going to continue to come at you until you learn the lesson you have to learn. And the reward for learning the lesson is one more lesson.
Pretty f***ing sure you told yourself you were going to start on the first. And I'm pretty sure you told yourself again you were going to start on the second. When's it going to be? Make the f***ing change that you need to make. Become the person you need to become. Now is the time to fix it. So don't wait another day. Don't wait till Monday. Don't wait another f***ing year. Start today.
So get control of yourself. Get control of yourself. Come up with a plan and take action. Daily. That's what we're doing. And that's the discipline.
One of the most valuable exercises you can engage in to accomplish any goal you can set for yourself is to ask yourself, what is my limiting step? What is the one factor that determines the speed at which I achieve my goal, or whether I achieve it at all? Your ability to identify your limiting step is one of the best demonstrations of your intelligence. Your capacity to eliminate this limiting step is one of the best demonstrations of your overall competence in achieving anything you want. Self-confidence is critical in studying everything that has been written or said about personal success. The conclusion I came to was that your level of self-confidence is probably the critical factor in everything you accomplish. When you have enough self-confidence, you will try almost anything, because success is largely a matter of averages or probabilities. The more things you try, the more likely it is that you will achieve greatly. The same is true for you. When you set more goals, try more things, engage in more activities, and explore more opportunities, your probabilities of success increase dramatically. The only real limiting step that you might have is your level of self-confidence. When you reach the point at which you believe in yourself absolutely, the barriers that exist in your external world will not stop you. The major obstacles to success always lie within the mind of the individual. They are not contained in external circumstances, situations, or people. As soon as you win the inner battle, the outer battle seems to take care of itself. How do you infuse your whole life with the kind of self-confidence that makes everything possible for you? The answer is contained in what I call the four D's, which determine success in anything you really want to accomplish. The first D is desire. You must really want to become a totally self-confident human being. You must build up your desire by thinking about it and talking about it and working on it all the time. Your desire must become so intense that it overrides your fears of failure, rejection, and inferiority, and it becomes the dominant emotion governing your behaviors. Intense desire is the starting point of all personality modification and goal attainment. The second D is decision. You must make a do or die decision that you will go to work on yourself and keep at it until you achieve the kind of self-confidence that enables you to do, be, and say whatever you want. You must burn your mental bridges. Many people want things, but they never make the clear, unequivocal decision that they are going to do what it takes to get them. The third D is determination. Once you have started to make significant changes in the way you act, your internal gyroscope will try to take over and bring you back into your comfort zone, into your old ways of acting. Sometimes progress will be slow, and often you will see no progress at all. Nonetheless, you must persist in the positive and constructive behaviors that you know will lead to making you into the kind of person you wish to become. Your determination must be as unshakable as the self-confidence you desire. The fourth D is discipline. Underlying and surrounding all great achievement in life is the quality of self-discipline. This is the ability to make yourself do what you should do. When you should do it, whether you feel like it or not, every practice of self-discipline strengthens your discipline in every other area of your life. As Napoleon Hill said, after more than 20 years of research into the lives of successful men and women, self-discipline is the master key to riches. It is self-discipline that makes everything else possible. If you have the desire to change, the decisiveness to take action, the determination to persist on your forward track, and the discipline to make yourself do whatever you need to do, your self-confidence and your success are inevitable.
People have enormous capabilities beyond what's commonly thought to be possible. The power to tap into our unlimited potential is directly connected to how we define reality, how we view ourselves, and what we believe we can achieve. No matter what is now or will occur, you can choose, right this moment, more empowering meanings for everything in your life. You hold the power to create a new world for yourself and those you care about. The mind shift is simple but profound. Is this the end of something wonderful or the beginning of something unpleasant? Are you being punished for your failure or rewarded for your success? The minute you decide to focus on something, you assign it a meaning and infuse it with feeling. How you define an event produces emotion and determines your inner feeling state going forward. The meaning you assign to any event, interaction, or outcome defines the emotional tone of your experience and the feelings you generate throughout your life. Meaning equals emotion and emotion equals life. The meaning you give your experiences will always change how you feel, and the emotion you feel always becomes the quality of your life. Our memories are actually anchors to feeling states, images, sounds, and sensations. All of these aspects rely on the meaning we give to them. The meaning you attach to something produces the emotion of your life, and your emotion is your life. Meaning equals emotion, emotion equals life. Write this down or memorize this stanza. This is the essence to the entire power of meaning. The meaning you give events, interactions, and outcomes determines how you feel. Meaning informs your emotional state. By creating a ladder of positive and empowering meanings, you effectively change the direction of your life and provide yourself rational, proven reasons your success will continue. And it all starts now with your decision to become conscious of the meanings you are constantly creating. This technique is called reframing, and it's one of the most powerful tools you can use to improve your psychology. Reframing isn't about pretending a situation is great when it may not be. Rather, it's about discovering what could be great, what you could learn by consequence, or how you can use the situation to create a better outcome. Perspective is a powerful thing. When you can reframe a particular experience or interaction, you can often change what happens as a result. Let's say, for example, your boss is always yelling at you. Human beings tend to attach certain meanings to experiences. In actuality, there may be an infinite number of ways to interpret any experience. We frame the events in our life based on the ways we've decided to perceive similar experiences in the past, forming habitual patterns we repeat throughout our entire lives. Are your patterns helping or harming you? It's vital to remember that our perceptions are creative in nature. If we define something as negative, that's the message our brain receives and responds to by creating an emotional state to reinforce that reality. The quality of your life is the quality of your communication with yourself as well as with others. Reframing is the difference between being constantly disappointed and being consistently satisfied. By stacking positive interpretations, one after the other, you become the author of the success story of your own life. How would you feel at bedtime if every day turned out to be ideal, interesting, or even amazing? It's closer than you think. Start harnessing your innate ability to supercharge your emotions, empower your decisions, and elevate your life today through the power of meaning.